Building Things After Loss by Lotte. When something important ends, energy does not disappear. It just loses its direction for a while. The conversations stop. The routines break. The emotional threads that once filled your days suddenly leave open space behind them. And open space can feel unsettling. The mind keeps trying to resolve something that no longer has a clean function to return. For a while, it loops. But eventually, something changes. The energy that once moved toward a person begins to move somewhere else. And sometimes, that somewhere else is creation. When emotional energy needs somewhere to go, one of the strange parts of grief is that it carries a lot of unused momentum. You still have the instinct to care, to build something together, to share time and attention with someone who is no longer there. That instinct does not vanish overnight, so it looks for somewhere else to live. For some people, that becomes travel. For others, it becomes art. For me, it became infrastructure, servers, code, a personal corner of the internet. Not as a distraction, more like a quiet redirection. Building as a form of grounding. There is something calming about building systems. Unlike emotions, systems behave predictably. If something breaks, there is usually a log. If something fails, there is usually a cause. If something needs fixing, you can trace the dependency chain and start working. Human relationships do not always offer that clarity, but infrastructure does. Sometimes the most peaceful moment of the day is watching a service start correctly after a configuration change. A small confirmation that at least one thing in the universe is behaving exactly as expected. Quiet corners of the internet. While working on my site and infrastructure, I started realizing something. I was not only fixing servers, I was building a space. A small place on the internet where things could feel calm again. Where writing, reflection, and curiosity could live without being drowned out by noise. Not a platform, not a brand. More like a cafe tucked into a quiet street of the internet. A place where people can sit for a moment and breathe. That idea became more important to me than I expected. Because when something personal breaks, you begin to understand the value of spaces that feel safe. Turning grief into structure. There is a certain beauty in turning something chaotic into something structured. Grief is messy. It does not follow clean rules. It does not compile neatly. It throws emotional exceptions at random times of the day. But building something, even something small, gives that chaos a container. A project, a system, a page, a place where thoughts can settle into words. In a way, infrastructure becomes emotional architecture. You are not deleting what hurt. You are giving it somewhere stable to exist. The strange comfort of making things. The more I worked on the site, the more I noticed something interesting. Creating things did not erase what I felt, but it made the feeling easier to carry. Because every small improvement, a page working better, a system running smoother, a new post written, became a quiet reminder of something important. Life continues to build forward, even when parts of it have ended. And sometimes the most honest response to loss is not trying to undo it. It is building something meaningful beside it. For me, I do not think building things replaces people, but it can help you rebuild yourself. Every line of code, every small system that starts successfully, every quiet page published into the open web, they are small acts of continuation. Proof that the story did not stop when the relationship did. Maybe that's what this little corner of the internet really is. Not an escape, just a place where the next chapter can slowly begin compiling.